everyone listening. This is KA8RLC, and this is a special net for the Franklin County, Ohio ARES. As you said, this net is in place of our monthly in-person meeting, which we normally hold here on the third Wednesday of the month. But because of current, ongoing COVID restrictions, we are doing a net in place of our in-person meeting. Once again, this is KA8RLC. My name is Cal, and I'm located in Gahanna, Ohio. Normally, we meet each Wednesday at 8 p.m. for our nets, other than, as I said previously, on the third Wednesday of the month, where we have an in-person meeting at 7:30 p.m. Hopefully next month, which would be July 21st, we're going to be able to come up with a location to hold an actual in-person meeting. As Kevin has been doing in past months for our in-person, we'll do this net a little bit different from our normal Wednesday evening net. We'll go ahead and do check-ins, like we do when we do introductions around the room. So we'll start off with check-ins. But first I'll say, is there anyone with any emergency or priority traffic? None there. As I said, we will do check-ins, and we'll still use our normal quadrant system to make things easier so we don't jam things up here. So let's start off in the northeast quadrant. Northeast is north of I-70 and east of I-71 in Franklin County. Please call KA8RLC.
Kilo Dove 8, Yankee Foxtrot Whiskey, KD8YFW, Terry.
Kilo 8, Lima Echo, K8LE, Andy.
KD8RTP, John.
John.
Kilo Delta 8, Sierra Yankee Papa, Bob.
Net hold. I have KD8YFW Terry, KLE Andy, KD8RTP John. John, you are the next John in APBC. I believe you. That was you there that doubled with RTP John and KD8SYP Bob. Am I right on PBC?
You are correct in APBC.
Anyone else in the northeast quadrant, please call.
This is Kilo Delta 8, Oscar Foxtrot Tango. That's KD8OFT. Name here is Daniel.
Hey, KD8OFT, Daniel, have you down. One last call in northeast quadrant. South of I-70, east of I-71 here in Franklin County. Please call KA8RLC.
Bravo 8, Charlie Mike Whiskey, KB8CMW, Paul.
KB8CMW, have you down, Paul? One last call, Southeast Quadrant. Move over to the Southwest Quadrant then. We are now going for those stations located south of I-70 and west of I-71. Please call K8RLC.
Whiskey 8, Romeo, Whiskey, Romeo, Bob.
Go, Jack.
Delta 8, Whiskey, Quebec, Yankee, KD8WQY, Denny.
Kilo
Okay, W8RWR, Bob, and KD8WQY, Denny, have you both down? Jack, you got walked on. Can you try again, please?
Kilo, Delta 8, Whiskey, Quebec, Tango, KD8WQT, Jack.
Got you down now, Jack. Any other station, Southwest Squadron, please call.
For 8, Uniform Tango India, NAUTI, Ed.
Control Victor X-ray, KD8, HVX. Jim?
NAUTI and Jim, KD8HVX, even though you walked on top of each other, I both pulled you both out. One last call, Southwest Squadron.
Alpha.
Make it. Try improving a little bit or changing something and try again. Please call K8RLC.
AP assist.
I can do a relay for you. This is KE8ANW. That was Calvin. It's N8RFY, Calvin.
Thank you, Brian. I thought that's who it was, but I wasn't sure. Got him down. N8RFY, Calvin, I have you down. So we'll move on to the Northwest Quadrant. Please call.
E8ANW, Brian.
QP, this is Parker.
November 8.
W8, KWG, E8, Kilo, Whiskey, Golf, Kale.
He's trying it once, so we'll go with who I picked up here. I have you, Brian, K8ANW, and Gail, W8KWG. Parker, give your call again just so we officially get it on the record.
Sure, this is Kilo Echo, number 8, Oscar Uniform Papa, KE8OUP. This is Parker.
KE8OUP, I knew that's who it was, but I wanted to have it official on the record. There could be another Parker out there someplace. Any other stations, Northwest Quadrant, please call.
Kilo Echo.
Oh.
Again, an excellent set of doubles there. Try again.
Number 8, Victor Juliet Foxtrot, N8VJF, Mark.
KE8SAU, Scott. That's Kilo Echo 8 Sierra Alpha Uniform, Scott.
That worked better. NAVJF Mark and KE8SAU, Scott. Have you both down. Continuing, anyone else in Northwest Quadrant? We'll now move to outside Franklin County, but still within the state of Ohio. Please call KA8RLC. Okay, hearing nothing there, we'll go any place else in the country wishing to check in this evening, please call KA8RLC.
Kilo Delta 8, India Bravo, Kevin.
KA8IIB, Kevin, have you down. One last call for any additional check-ins. Okay, as we normally do now, we'll go around with the leadership group of the team and see if any updates any of them have at this time. We'll start with N8PVC John, REC.
Good evening. Great to be on the net tonight. I'm just happy to be able to be out and doing things outside and going places and not wearing that blasted mask. I think we have some activities coming up. I know Cal sent out a note via One Call Now the other day. Maybe it was yesterday. We've got some things coming up that we need some folks to join in on. Other than that, I have nothing at this time, Cal. NAPBC.
Okay, John. Anyone with any questions for John? Okay, once again, this is the Franklin County, Ohio ARES, doing a special net in place of our normal Wednesday in-person meeting. This is K8RLC, and we'll now go to Ed, N-A-U-T-I. Anything on the website, Ed?
And really, N-A-U-T-I.
Ed. You're saying that there is nothing from your end. Andy, K8LE, anything you'd like to speak to the net about this evening?
Yes, sir, me. This is K8LE, and on behalf of the ECRP, Emergency Communications Readiness Program, we have been chomping at the bit, hoping to get back in the swing of things. And on Monday, I contacted the receptionist at the Franklin County EMA, who informed me that they are now open to the public, which seemed like very good news. I have a call in to Jonna Sells. For those who don't know, Jonna is the Franklin County Communications Coordinator at the EMA. And as soon as I hear back from her, we'll know whether we're going to be able to proceed. Reset. Once we get the word that we are welcome back into the assessment center, I'll be contacting our other served agencies and getting their okay for us to go back into their facilities and resume testing the antennas and radios. So at last, some progress to report. Any questions from the group? None. I'll turn it back to Ned. This is K8LE.
Okay. K8IIB, you sound good this evening. Do you want to search for net control operators?
Well, I'll tell you what, Cal. I don't have a sign-up sheet in front of me, and I can't look at it on my phone and still be able to talk on the radio. So why don't you... Do take care of that for me. We remind people of upcoming nets and see if you can recruit anybody for the couple months or a couple weeks in July we have open, I believe. KD8IIB.
Okay, Kevin. Next week on June 23rd, K6HRU will be net control. On the 30th, once again, I will have the net We have openings on July 7th and July 14th. As I said earlier, July 21st is our in-person meeting, and then on July 28th, NAYMT. So anyone wishing to take July 7th or 14th, please call K8RLC. I don't want to twist any arms out there yet. Okay, well, we'll start twisting arms off net and get those things filled in. That's saying July 7th and 14th. From the world of events, as John said earlier, I did send out an email reminding everyone of Field Day coming up on the 26th and 27th. If you're interested in participating with our group for our activities working out of Franklin County EMA, please go to that web sign up and at least put in, you know, your name and the time that you'll be available so we can start figuring out some schedule. The last check that I did or heard from anybody on it was we weren't having exactly a rousing sign up, so we may or may not end up doing anything. We'd like to, but we'll see what kind of a sign up we get. And then the other one is coming up right after that, the next weekend. On July 3rd is the Reynoldsburg Parade. We meet at 8:30 in the morning, and we're normally out of there by about 11 o'clock in the morning. I'll ask at this time, anybody additionally want to sign up for the Reynoldsburg Parade, please call K8RLC.
K8WQY.
N8VJF, yes, you can put me down.
NAPBC.
Mark and John, NAPJF and NAPBC, have you both down. Somebody else dropped in there, but sort of cut off. Try again.
This is Kilo Delta 8, Winston, Quebec, Yankee.
Okay, Denny, have you down.
KD8OFT, you probably already have me down, but I ordered a vest and I'm extra excited about it, so put me down twice.
I do have you down, sir. Okay, so we'll go with that one for now. Anyone else have any business or comments or anything else? For oh, I'll say the other thing. From the email, I also stuck in there a link for to YouTube to watch the weather seminar that was held a couple weeks ago discussing the Memorial Day 2019 tornado outbreak here in Ohio. I listened to it live. It was an excellent, excellent presentation. There was a lot of good information in there. There were a couple of slides and other stuff. I'm going, gee, I never really thought of it that way. So if you have not seen that, didn't participate in live, go watch the YouTube version of it. It's well worth the time you'll spend. And once again, this is K8RLC. This is the Franklin County, Ohio ARES. And this is our special Wednesday night net in place of our in-person meeting. Any additional stations wishing to check in or any stations with additional business, please call K8RLC.
Kilo, Sierra 8. Oh, sorry. Kilo Delta 8. Kilo Sierra India. KV8 KSI. Holly.
KSI. One last call. Any additional stations for business or check-ins? Please call.
NAPBC.
Delta 8. Charlie Mike. Marcel. AD8CM.
KDHCM, Marcel, have you down, and NAPVC, go ahead with your activity.
Cal, I wanted to mention that in regards to the Reynoldsburg July 3rd event, we're going to actually set up a remote repeater in the area. Should make it a little bit more interesting. NAPVC.
Yeah, for, I guess most of us don't know. I mean, I know, but most of the others in the group don't know. We are getting a vans being set up and for working for doing that. It may help us out. We're testing it for the July parade, and we'll see about other future events, how it works out. It could be a good idea. I think it's something that would have been very useful down at Deer Creek last week. They had some communications issues, some holes and stuff. If we'd have been able to put our own repeater up in the middle of things, it would have worked out a whole lot better. But that's to be seen. And one last call, any additional business, please call K8RLC.
KJ8AM, late check-in.
Got you down, Kevin, KJ8AM.
Alpha Delta 8, Charlie Mike, info.
Go ahead, Marcel.
Just in case I'm not the only person on the net who would need a reminder, sometimes it's hard to remember exactly how to plug in those repeater codes and frequencies and things like that, so I'm going to bring along my radio instruction manual just in case you plug in something new for me. This is Alpha Delta 8, Charlie Mike.
Good point. We will publish ahead of time what it will be, but we're still working on that part of it. But that's a good reminder for everyone else on the net. Okay, at this time, it seems like we've come to a quiet point. I'll give, again, one last call for check-ins or any additional discussion. Please call K8RLC.
This is KD8YFW. Can you remain on the air for a few minutes after the net?
Will do, Terry.
Thank you.
Okay. With that, we will go ahead and close this net for this evening. I thank you all for your participation. Once again, this is K8RLC, and this was the Franklin County, Ohio ARES special net in place of our in-person meeting. K8RLC, I will be clear. Return to repeater, normal amateur use. K8RLC.